verse of scripture for the beginning of our text tonight, today, this morning, for another 11 minutes. Praise the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 9. Amen. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. My topic tonight is contained in this verse, and it's four things. Would you say that with me? Four things. Would you pray? Lord, I love You. I thank You. We're asking, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray Your will to be accomplished, Lord, in us. Lord, even today. Lord, even in this house, Lord. Even, Lord, today in each of these people, I pray Your will, God, to be accomplished, Lord. Help me, Lord, to stay in the Holy Ghost of Your word, of this portion of Scripture. And Lord, let Your anointing be upon us, Lord. Help us, Jesus, to receive it, to know it, God, to act upon it, to do Your will, God, to have Your favor. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Four things. This text that I just read, 2 Peter 3, verse 9, it reveals, if you look at it closely, the depth of the love of God for mankind. There's four things here. I'd like to expound on them, try to speak about them. You see, the enemy, the devil, if you will, does not want you to know just how much God loves you. Amen. I've spoken that recently. How much God loves you. If He can keep you, if the devil can keep you thinking that God doesn't love you, if you will believe that lie from Satan, and that God won't save you, if you believe that lie, then the devil can be assured that you will be lost for eternity. Don't believe his lie. It's a lie. So, the devil must try to hide the depth of God's great love. God loves us before we ever knew Him. God loves us to a greater degree than our mind can even comprehend. God loves the unlovable. God loves the despicable. God loves every, and that's a hard thing to comprehend, every person that has ever been born. God loves them. Now, the first thing in this portion of Scripture, Peter wrote, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness. I tell you, God keeps His word. God is true to what He says in the Bible. It's absolutely true. It's unchangeable. It's established by God. He's already said it. And because He said it, it's true. Now, it says, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise. And it gives an example as some men, some people, if you will, count slackness. Family members, no, I'm not down in family members, but family members make promises. And perhaps, though they had every good intent to keep their promise, often, sometimes beyond their control even, they break that promise. And it happens very often. God is not like man. Maybe I'm not able to keep it. Maybe it's beyond my control. But I tell you, if God said it, He is able to do it. Amen. God is able to keep His word. Amen. I have, as my spouse, one of the most wonderful people I have ever met in my whole life. And if I make her a promise, I want to do everything within my power to keep that which I had said. But sometimes it happens that I'm unable to keep what I said. Or in the weakness of my mind, I forget and I don't do it in time. I said I'd do it today and I went to bed and I forgot. Well, then I got to get up and try to do it the next day. But you get the point. My word is only as good as my ability or my remembering that I should do it. But God never forgets. God always remembers. And God is always able. He's faithful to keep His promise. Best friends make vows and then break them. Oh, I'll be there on Sunday. And then they don't show up. Oh, yeah, I'll come over and help you. And then you're there by yourself. Our government makes promises. Or those running for office make promises. You know where this one came from? Read my lips. No new taxes. Man, they're coming up with new taxes all the time. How about this one? If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan. Maybe good intentions. But they broke promises. Even though they intended it to be true, it turned out to be false. I really do believe they meant well. I do believe that they intended to do what they were saying. But God is not like a politician. God is not like a man. God keeps His promises. Amen. God has never broken a promise. Never. Not at any time, not in the Bible, not in our day, not in your day, not in my life, our combined lives, God has never broken a promise. There are three things that God cannot do. God cannot change. From Malachi 3:6, "For I am the Lord, I change not." God cannot fail. Four places He will not fail. Deuteronomy 31, 6 and 8. 1 Samuel 2, verse 16. 1 Chronicles 28 and 20. He will not fail. Says it over and over and over again. He will not fail. It's in the Word. He cannot lie. If God said it, it's true because God said it. Titus chapter 1, verse number 2. If God said it, write it down. It's going to happen just exactly like he said it would happen. Praise the Lord. This book, the Bible, is absolutely wonderfully filled with promises. Amen. Psalm 103 in verse number 3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Aren't you so thankful that God doesn't remember? Or that God forgiveth those iniquities, those things in my past, BC, before Christ, or when you fail, or when you fall, or when you falter. God forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Here it is. It's the Word of God. Put your finger on the page. Believe it. In Isaiah 12 and verse number 3. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. I'll tell you what, living for God and being saved is the best life this world has to offer. Amen. There is no better life than living for Jesus Christ, than for living for God, to be in this so great salvation. Amen. And loving and serving Jesus Christ, there is no better life. In 1 John chapter 1, verse number 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know what? Every single one of us has a past. I'm so glad it's past. Amen. I don't want to live that way anymore. I don't want to live in the world. I don't want to be tied up in the ungodly things of this world. I don't want to be taken by drugs or alcohol. I don't want to be in the promiscuity of the world. I don't want to be in the things that are ungodly or unclean or unholy. I don't want those things in my life. I'm so glad it's past. BC, before Christ. And if you mess up, if you make a mistake, repent. Confess your sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. It's still a promise. I can still put my finger on the page. It's still true. Praise the Lord. There's an old song. I don't think I could even sing it today. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. Blah, 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 blah. Every chapter, everything. It's all. I'll tell you what, the Word of God was written to me. Amen. Amen. It's written to you. It's for you and me. It's for us. Praise the Lord. Every promise in the Bible is mine. Praise the Lord. Everyone that asketh receiveth on the authority of the Word of God, because it says it in the Word of God. Every hungry heart can be filled or refilled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's very often on our Monday night prayer meeting, there's someone that will say, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Or let's pray that God would fill people with the Holy Ghost. I just couldn't make it without the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm not talking once or twice. I've heard it a whole bunch of times. And I believe it all the way. It's absolutely true. Amen. We need the Holy Ghost, the presence and the power of God living in our lives. Amen. We need God's presence to help us. Direct us, guide us, deliver us. Praise the Lord. We have a very, very special church. I have been, and many of you have been, to great conferences. I've been to general conferences with, you know, tens of thousands of people. Youth Congress is probably the largest event that our organization has. Many, many thousands of young people. An explosive environment. Amen. I've been to a youth congress. It was a long time ago. I was a youth leader at the time. It was spectacular. Amen. And those young people that went to that would talk to me about going to youth congress, you know, 30 years later. They'd remind me of what a good time they had at youth congress 30 years ago. And their kids are now off to youth congress. Amen. Great, moving, powerful services. Winter Fire is an example here in our local area of a wonderful service where people of like-minded faith are gathered together and the presence of God is tangible. You can feel it. You feel the presence of the Lord as people by the hundreds and even by the thousands are worshiping God together in one accord and magnifying the Lord. It's an explosive atmosphere. Amen. But in the accumulation of all those great events that I've ever been to, the presence and the power of God is no greater in those events than what I feel right here in this local assembly. The power of God is sometimes and often can be explosive in our midst, where people are magnifying and worshiping God and loving the Lord with all of their heart. And God does the miraculous. God does the impossible. God does miracles. It's a miracle when you finally give in and repent. Amen. It's a miracle when you get your sins washed away in the baptismal waters in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You can't get that just anywhere. Amen. That just doesn't happen just walking down the street. I tell you, it's a miracle when God fills people with the Holy Ghost. In fact, I believe it's a greater miracle to be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost than it is to get your broken bone put back together. It's a greater miracle than fixing your broken back. It's a greater miracle than anything. Any physical thing is less than the spiritual thing that God can do in your life. I tell you, it's a miracle. Amen. Praise the Lord. People of all walks, all kinds of people, poor people and rich people, people who speak different languages, people from every different kind and walk of life, people that are poor and rich and people that are, doesn't matter, people from all kinds and walks of life, they all need the Holy Ghost. Amen. And they are receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A lady told the preacher that she would get it when it was God's time. Well, today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Amen. So if you've been thinking that, oh, preacher, I'm going to get the Holy Ghost when it's God's time, I got a verse of scripture for you. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted. 2 Corinthians 6:2. Yeah. 2 Corinthians. He said, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation I have secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Someone say right now.
Right now.
Right now is the accepted time. Behold, Now, someone say now. Now is the day of salvation. I don't think there is a better. In fact, I know it wouldn't be better for you to get the Holy Ghost tomorrow. It would be better for you to get the Holy Ghost today. Amen. It would be better for you to have a move of God in your life today than wait for some time in the future. Amen. Right now is the time. Today is the day. Amen. God is not slack. He wants to do it for you. God wants you to have His glory, His power. God wants you to have deliverance. God wants you to have the Holy Ghost. Amen. The second thing in this opening text that I read, but is long suffering to usward. The second of the four things. He is long suffering to usward. We are here today because of His long suffering. Amen. God is not like men. He's not like people. God's ways are higher than our ways. I tell you, God wants to draw you unto Himself. God wants to draw you and show you and teach you ways that you didn't know before. God wants to bring you down a path where you haven't been before. God wants to bring you all the way to glory. Amen. And He is long-suffering. Some people don't get it right away. I know I didn't get it right away. I got it, and then I ungot it, and then I got it again. I backslid as a young adult. God is not a sociopathic sovereign sitting on a high throne with lightning rods in His hands. That's craziness. That's not who God is. He's not just waiting for you to mess up or trip or do something wrong. No, God is trying to bring you, show you, lead you down the path that He wants you to go. God is drawing you by His Spirit. God is leading you in the light of His Word. The light is a light unto our path. And God wants to bring us down a path that will bring us to the place that God wants us to be. God is not trying to get us. Oh, God will get you. I hope God does get me. God, You can have me, God. Go ahead, take me. Amen. Lord, I'm Yours. I'm Yours, Lord. Everything I've got, everything I am, everything I'm not, I'm Yours, Lord. Go ahead and sing it out loud. Sing it with all that you got. Just let God know that You are His. Amen. Today, He, Jesus Christ, is here in our midst. The presence and the power of God is sufficient in this service to meet your need. Right now, today. Amen. He has outstretched in welcoming arms, wanting you to come unto Him. Matthew 11:28. Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Anybody got a hectic schedule? Man, by the time you get up at, I know some people get up way earlier than I do, but by the time you're up at 5 or 5:30 in the morning, and you're going like around the clock until, you know, 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night, man, I don't have any trouble at all sleeping. And all during that busyness of life, I tell you, God is for us. It will God that will make our path easy. Amen. It's God that will give us favor in what we do. I tell you, God gives me more favor than I deserve. Amen. God helps me to be a blessing on my job. God helps me to be a blessing in my family. God helps me to be a blessing in being a husband, in being a father, in being the best job I've ever had, grandpa. Amen. God will help us in everything that we do. Amen. He was there all the time. Even when I was a hard head and I was backslidden as a young adult in my 20s. That was a long time ago now. But God was still there. God never... See, I got filled with the Holy Ghost as a young person. I was 12 years old when I spoke in tongues at family camp. God filled me with the gift of the Holy Ghost. And even though I was stupid and I was dumb and I went the wrong way, God, I still knew God was real. It never left me. I couldn't shake it. There was something within me that was drawing me back into Him. Brother Joseph Owens said it one time when he was here evangelizing. He was out there in a place in the world where he shouldn't have been. And he was looking around and he was thinking, I don't belong here. This is not where I belong. I shouldn't be in this place. There's some of us that you'll find yourself in a place where the Holy Ghost is going to speak to you. I don't belong here. I do belong in the house of God. I do belong in the presence and the power and in the unction of the place and the power of God in worshiping Him. I have found the place that I belong. It's in the house of God. It's in worshiping the Lord. It's in living for Jesus Christ. Yes, there are those that would there are those that don't agree. There are those that have walked away. There are those that wonder why I do the things that I do. They would even speak against my walk with God, my convictions, if you will. But you know what? I'm going to choose Jesus Christ. I'm going to choose living for the Lord because it's what I need to do. It's who I really am. I don't want to be out in the world. I don't want to be like that. I want to live for Jesus. Amen. He was waiting there all the time. When I had lost my mind, God drew me back. I tell you what, God wants to draw you back. God wants to draw you into a deeper walk with Him. God wants to draw you to a place that you have not yet experienced. I tell you, you cannot go too deep. Amen. The waters that came to the ankles and the knees and the loins, when Ezekiel was talking about waters to swim in, waters that couldn't be passed over, he was talking about the presence and the power and living for God. You'll never have too much of Jesus Christ. There's a never-ending well. Just cannot be passed over. There's a never-ending supply of the presence and the power of God. The second thing was He was so long-suffering to usward. Someone point at the middle of yourself. God is long-suffering to usward. Amen. Praise the Lord. The third thing He's not willing that any should perish. That's what it said in this verse, in our opening text. It is not, someone say not. It is not the will of God that you should spend eternity in a devil's hell. That's not God's will. That's not what He made hell for. Hell was not created for mankind. It was created for fallen angels. But you might say, preacher, look at everything that I had to give up to live for God. Well, I kind of shake my head at that thought, at those words. If you go to hell, you're going to have to give those things up anyway. There ain't going to be no crazy party life in hell. Nope. You're going to have to give it up. There's not going to be any cigarettes in hell. Not going to be any Budweiser, beer of any kind. No wine, no liquors, no alcohol. It's not going to be there. You're going to have to give it up. No promiscuity. You're going to have to give it up to go to hell. So why wouldn't I just choose to give it up now and go to heaven? Why don't I choose to live for God now and let God bless my life and go to heaven? That was number three. Not willing that any should perish. God does not want you to perish. God does not want to have anybody go to hell. God wants you to go to heaven. The fourth, the final thing that I have in this thought, but that all should come to repentance. No matter how deep in sin we might find ourselves. And there are some of us that has in the past found ourselves deep in sin. In fact, I would dare to say that every hand in here probably would be to a degree caught in that net. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. God has given us the opportunity to say that we are sorry. He's given us the opportunity to repent. Repentance is being genuinely sorry for sin. A turning around, if you will, from that which is sin. If that sin that so easily besets you in your life, if you will genuinely be sorry for that sin and turn from your wicked ways and follow Jesus Christ, He will forgive you. We have to purpose in our heart to turn away from that sin. We have to desire and strive for living right before God. As imperfect as we may be, God will help us to live righteously. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. My whole life is different when I live for Jesus Christ. Everything about me, what I think about, what I do, where I go, who I am, is different when I live for Jesus Christ. the things that I once loved. Man, I hate those things now. The things I once hated. Oh, I love those things now. God has changed me. I'm different than what I was. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all. Someone say all. Doesn't matter what it was. Don't matter what it is. God is able to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Before we go any further, we've got just a few more minutes in this service. Before we go any further, I would like to call on every single person in this building. So I've been living for God for a long time. Well, then if you've been living for God for a long time, you are readily available to repent today. You have no qualms about repenting before God. Amen. You know that it's good for us. You know that it's what God would have us to do. Amen. And if there's some unknown to anybody else, it is still known to God. If there's an unknown sin in your life, only you and God know about it. Well, then, right now is the time to repent. It's right now is the time to get right with God. Amen. The Holy Ghost is about to do something very special in the next few moments, the next few minutes in this service. God wants to do something very special. But before we get to the end and the altar call, right where you are, there may be some that will stand, maybe some that will kneel. But however is your method, I'd like every single life here today, would you ask God to forgive you right now? Would you repent before the Lord? Take a moment right now and repent. Ask God to forgive you. Lord, I love you. I thank you, Jesus. I worship you. Lord, I magnify your name. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Lord, I need you, God, in my life. God, I pray your hand, God, to be upon me, upon this people, Lord, upon, Lord, this church, God. Lord, that in my life, God, I could serve you. I could walk before you rightly. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing, God. Have your way, Lord, here today. Lord, have your way, God, in this place. Have your way, Lord, in me, God. Search me, God, and find, Lord God, those things to purge from me. Help me, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that I may walk before you in righteousness, Lord, that I may be right, God, before you. Help me, God, to serve you. Thank you, Lord. I worship you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I adore you, my God. I worship you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, God. I worship you, Lord Jesus. I praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I praise your name. I worship you, Lord Jesus. I adore you. I magnify your name. I love you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord Jesus. I worship you, my God. Thank you, Lord. I worship you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. 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 Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Yes, it is the will of God that you would be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost, the presence of Almighty God. If you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost today, you're going to get something that is a whole lot better than any gift that you have ever been given before. It's better than all the gifts combined that you've ever received. Amen. It is the best gift ever given by anybody at any time on the face of the earth. It is a gift from God. Amen. When you receive, in fact, musicians, would you come? When you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you get power over sin. Maybe you had a habit that you couldn't break before. I'll tell you what, in the Holy Ghost, you can break that habit.
That's right.
Amen. You get a brand new life in the Holy Ghost. You get hope of glory. You get help in time of trouble. You get joy, the joy of the Lord in the Holy Ghost. You get strength in your spirit through the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will help us to have a transformed life. We are different. Would you stand with me? The Holy Ghost will lead you. The Holy Ghost will protect you. The Holy Ghost will comfort you. The Holy Ghost will guide you. The Holy Ghost will empower you. The Holy Ghost will allow us to be an overcomer. Help us, make us what He wants us to be. Amen. You could turn to your neighbor and ask, have you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Amen. Maybe they turn around and ask you back, do you need a refilling of the Holy Ghost? Amen. It goes both ways. Amen. If it's your very first day, or if you've been here 1,000 times before, I'll tell you, every one of us, Sister Brown, we need the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. Pastors and saints and preachers, teachers and ushers need the Holy Ghost. Amen. Every one of us. It's for all of us today. Amen. Why don't we gather around the front? Why don't we magnify God together? Why don't we just thank God for how good He is as we close? Lord, I love You, Jesus. I praise You. Lord, I magnify Your name. We're getting ready to worship the Lord for just a few more moments. Join us. Come and let's worship the Lord together.